President Mahama says he is determined to ensure that he leaves office with a legacy that will benefit even the unborn generation. He said his major priority is the reconstruction of routes to open up towns and districts for business. President Mahama stated this when he interacted with the chiefs and people of Manyakrobo at the beginning of the second leg of the Accounting to the People Tour of the Eastern Region. The Kono of Manyakrobo, Nene Agbauna, was grateful for the numerous projects in his area. He mentioned some which are in the areas of education, health and road infrastructure.
As part of activities of your working visit to the municipality, gives ample testimony that you are keenly interested in the affairs of the people of Manyakrobo. Your Excellency, I'm amazed and very proud of the numerous projects that have been implemented in my traditional area. I am particularly happy about the attention given to education. It is no mean achievement to see the completion of 16 normal classroom blocks, two-story administration block, 12 unit classroom blocks, two teachers quarters, and two community senior high schools in both lower and upper. In addition, Nursery Training College has been established in my municipality, and I say thank you, His Excellency the President. But the college lacked some few basic infrastructure. It will be appreciated if the college is well. It is very important to inform you that two district police commands have been created in the municipality to Dumanse, Globo, and Akusi, who are under my. I must also express my appreciation to His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, the President of the Republic of Ghana, for the reconstruction of Dumanse Otokwalu Road and Somanya Bomb Road. It is, however, noted that the pace of work at Somanya Bomb Road needs to be increased to ensure its early completion for the benefit of the people.
President Mahama assured the chiefs and people of Manyakrobo of government's unflinching support in promoting development in the area. He said government will not take their support for granted. President Mahama highlights some of the projects.
We have worked on several projects in Manya alone. For instance, we did the pond water expansion project. And in the past, when the water projects were done, they used to forget to connect the surrounding town. And so they didn't benefit from the water project. The water was treated and was pumped straight to Accra. But under the current expansion we did at the Kong Water Station, we made sure that all the surrounding communities also benefit from the water. So there are many of the communities in Manya traditional area that are benefiting from clean drinking water because of the expansion of the Kong Water Project. Aside from that, we are building a new assembly complex for the Krobo girls because the Nenesekete prioritizes education. It's one of his major priorities. And so we focus on providing more educational facilities. And so we're doing this assembly complex for the Krobo girls. We're doing a new community day senior high school in Obopa. Unfortunately, the contractor has been a bit slow because he started at the same time as some of the community senior high schools have commissioned already. And he's supposed to have been done by now. I hear he's on the fourth story. I've asked the Ministry of Education to issue him with a warning letter to speed up. Otherwise, we'll have to take some sanctions against them. We are working on the two-story girls dormitory block at Accro SHS. We're working on a three-story dormitory block for boys at the Manyakrobo Senior High School. And we're doing several classroom blocks at Agomanya Methodist School, Agomanya GHS, Yokuyim DA Primary School.
President Mahama outlines his itinerary for the tour.
I'm going to be in the Eastern region for 3 days, and during the 3 days, I'm going to meet with citizens of the various areas in the Eastern region. Aside from that, I'm going to inspect the rate of progress of work, development projects that are ongoing, and also commission some of those that are completed. When I was campaigning for office in 2012, I came around all parts of the Eastern region, and there were very specific issues that were raised by the chiefs and people as their felt needs, that is, the things that were uppermost in their minds that they wanted government to resolve for them. And one of the major things I noted in the Eastern region was the issue of roads. And during the 2012 campaign, I did promise that government was going to do something about the road network. And I'm happy to know that major work on the roads in the Eastern region is currently ongoing. I've been in this area many times, and I know some of the critical that we're working on and some of the roads that we are yet to work on. We cannot start working on all roads immediately. We work on some. When we finish, we move on to others. And so if we are not yet on your road, it doesn't mean that we're not going to work on it. We're going to work on it. Some of the roads we currently are doing, of course, is the famous Odumasi Otekwelu Road. In 2012, that was the main issue of discussion between myself and Nene Sakite and the elders of Anyakrobo. And I'm happy to note that work is ongoing on that road.